The following is a recording for Maria Varona with iAdvice, scheduled for Friday, July 28, 2017 at 10 a.m. Central. Good morning. My name is Jonathan, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the FIBRA End conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Lisette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks.
Hello, and thank you very much for joining us as we discuss FIBRA End's results for the second quarter 2017. Please note that we issued the earnings report yesterday to the media as investors and analysts. There is also an accompanying PowerPoint presentation that accompanies this call. Both of these are available in the Investor Relations section of our website. Please follow the information for a clearer understanding of our results. Also note that the forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are based on management's current review and estimates for future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. If you turn to slide 2 of the presentation, we can review the agenda, which will consist of a discussion of the distribution and dividend yield of the quarter. This will be followed by an operational and financial review prior to the question and answer session. From FIBRA End, we are pleased to have with us our presenters, Mr. Oscar Calvillo, our Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer. Thank you again for your attention, and I will turn the call over to Mr. Calvillo.
Thank you, Lisette, and good morning, everyone. The second quarter of the year concluded with a 12.7% increase in room revenues, reaching 472.2 million pesos. 9.6% of this increase corresponds to same-store sales growth for the 41 comparable properties. This was the result of a successful marketing and sales team efforts internally, as well as the progressive stabilization of hotels that are in this phase. During the quarter, we had a higher usage of online travel agency to a certain extent to further drive sales efforts. Beginning in the previous quarter, the technical committee approved the procedure for calculating distribution to certificate holders. This is in order to offer a more balanced payment schedule throughout the year. Therefore, for the second quarter, we are distributing 25 peso cents in order to reach our objective of 1 peso distribution base for certificates for the year 2017. Let's proceed to slide 5. As a result of this measure, the distribution per certificate for the second quarter was 25 cents, as I mentioned before, per certificate, equivalent to a total of 110 million pesos. This is a 10.8% increase over the total distribution for the same quarter of 2016, and it represents a dividend yield of 8.2%. when considering the closing price of 12.16 pesos per certificate as of June 30, 2017. Recently, the AC Hotel by Marriott Guadalajara officially opened its doors to the public. After undergoing a complete remodeling and brand name change to convert it to a premium lifestyle hotel. With this property, we have a great opportunity to enhance the value of FIBRA End's portfolio. It is a strategically located property in one of the most dynamic cities in the country that continues to enjoy a boost in tourism and affluence in recent years. The property has also been repositioned on the Reno Marriott name, bringing several competitive advantages, such as global reservations platform, loyalty programs, international service standards, as well as the quality that this particular hotel network is known for. This property was originally acquired in August 2015 and operated under the Arriva Express brand. The recent renovation of this full-service hotel included a remodel of the entire hotel, including the public areas and all 180 rooms. Operations will be carried out by Grupo Hotelero Prisma. Please turn to slide 8. With regards to our properties, we continue analyzing alternatives for rebalancing the portfolio that will allow us to reach higher value generation through. This through the sale of certain assets, and our goal is to always achieve the most efficient portfolio of assets. As of the end of the second quarter, the current standing was as follows. We have 43 hotels in our portfolio, 42 were in operations, and one under a rebranding process. In total, there were 7,115 rooms, of which 6,713 were in operation, 222 rooms under construction, and 180 rooms that were part of the rebranding to AT Hotel del Mar Guadalajara Expo. Fibonacci continues to be present in its four market segments, limited select, full, and extended stay, throughout 15 Mexican states, offering 15 global brands and 4 local brands. Additionally, the strategic hotel acquisition pipeline has 2 properties under construction, the JW Marriott Monterrey and the Marriott Monterrey Aeropuerto, that will add 430 rooms in total, and some other projected projects that will be disclosed soon as they become available. That is all for me. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer, for the operational and financial review.
Thank you, Oscar, and good morning, everyone. Let's begin on page 9 with the financial highlights of the quarter. Please turn to slide 10. In terms of same stores, during the quarter, we obtained positive results in the 41 comparable properties. This included a 9.6% increase in room revenue, 64.4% occupancy during the quarter. In terms of the average daily rate, this indicator reached 1,194.6 pesos, a 5.7% annual increase. Revenue per available room reached the highest level in our history at 768.9 pesos. On the one hand, during the quarter, we can see reflected the beginning of the summer vacation period, where perhaps we see less of the affluent business traveler, which causes prices to have some more pressure. As a result, we reinforce other channels in the interim in order to promote the hotels, mainly via online travel agencies, which reach more consumers so as to raise occupancy levels, in this case by 2.2 percentage points. On the other hand, we also see a weaker exchange rate as the peso has depreciated over the dollar in the last, last 3 months. The weaker dollar has caused an average of 2.6 of depreciation versus the second quarter of 2016 results. As always, we are making the changes we consider are needed along the way to drive occupancy levels and maintain them even in periods where seasonality can weaken them. Consequently, the current occupancy levels at Fibonacci's hotels reflect a stabilized operating level, which in our view is sustainable over time. Please turn to slide 17. Total revenues reached 493.7 million pesos, which is an 11.8% increase over the figure reported in the second quarter of 2016. 95.6% of this amount was comprised of room revenues, and 4.4% was from rental revenues. By segment, as you can see on the slide, the proportions remained consistent with those for the same quarter last year. What we are seeing is that in terms of revenues, we continue to show growth stemming from the central and the northern region of the country, which is a good sign for Fibonacci and the Mexican economy on the whole, as this is the strongest regions of the country. The 12.7% increase we experienced in terms of room revenues was driven mainly by the solid same-store sales, representing about 9.6% of the increase, reflect the active marketing and sales efforts in place that seek to stabilize properties and replace business travelers with leisure travelers, as I mentioned. Performance continues to be very strong for domestic travel as better infrastructure, less expensive air travel, and better deals within Mexico versus internationally have really driven tourists within the country. This is true particularly in the cities of Mexico City, Guadalajara, Monterrey, Querétaro, León and Puebla, and certain parts of Bajío. The remaining 3.1% was driven by a higher number of rooms. Let's turn to review the income statement on slide 12. As I just mentioned, total revenue rose by 11.8% compared to second quarter 2016. Operating expenses equaled 63.7% as a percentage of revenue, increasing 1.7 percentage points when compared to the second quarter of 2016. This is mainly due to higher room revenues, given a higher use of external sales channels to capture more guests. This requires investing in commercial strategies with more use of travel agencies, both traditional and online. These channels allow the company wider reach to leisure travelers seeking to offset in this manner the seasonality that takes place in the beginning of the summer season due to lower numbers of business travelers, as well as wider access to guests who are affiliated with loyalty programs for the global hotel brands. And an increase in energy costs resulting from a 40% average increase in rates. NOI reached 179.3 million pesos, a 7% increase that represented an NOI margin of 36.3% for the quarter. This represented a 170 basis points decline compared to the 38% in the prior year. Moving down the table to the adjusted EBITDA, this amount was 153.2 million pesos, equivalent to a 31% margin, compared to the 32.6 margin of second quarter 2016. Interest expense of this first quarter was 52.9 million pesos when compared to the 32.1 million pesos of same quarter last year. This increase was due to a higher interest rate amount given the 1 billion peso public reopening that took place in past October, and also the increase in the TIIE, the Mexican interbank interest rates. FFO was 112.4 million pesos, a 22.8% of margin when compared to the 109.5 million pesos reported in the second quarter 2016. Finally, holder distributions equivalent to 25 cents, as Oscar mentioned, reached an annualized dividend yield of 8.3%. Turning around on page 13 for the balance sheet discussion. We have 695.7 pesos in cash. There is a remaining balance of 207.1 million pesos in recoverable value-added tax that is in the claiming process with a Mexican tax authority and with very good results. Today, the company has released lines over 12 hotels. Four more are in process after the bank loan cancellation took place last December. As of June 30, 2017, the outstanding balance of the FIBRAIN issuance was 2,855.4 million pesos, maturing of September 24, 2021, 1,855.4 million pesos are at a nominal rate plus TIIE of 28 days plus 110 basis points. The balance considers the additional 1 billion pesos that was issued in October 2016 at a TIIE 28 days plus 130 basis points with a discount on the nominal price for a total weighted rate of TIIE 28 days plus 117 basis points. At the close of second quarter 2017, the gross debt cost was 8.06%. 66% is covered with fixed rate swaps at a weighted rate of 7.81%. And 34% at a variable rate of 8.52%. As such, the net debt cost was 8.30, considering the amortization of issuance expenses for 24%. The company still has available debt resources, considering the recurring balance of cash and cash equivalents of 1.1 billion pesos without surpassing the 33% loan-to-value percent threshold set forth by the company's technical committee. FIBRAIN presents now a 29.9% loan-to-value ratio as June 30, 2017, and has 66% of the bond debt covered with interest rate swaps that we just mentioned before. And this is all. Thank you for your attention. Operator, may we please move to the Q&A session?
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. Our first question comes from Marimar Torreblanca with UBS.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the call. My question is, it seems like your occupancy in the portfolio has been absorbing relatively well the rate increases, better than some of your competitors. So given where you're standing at versus the market, can you tell us how much more increases do you think you have until occupancy starts to react to them?
Okay, well, hello very much. Hello, everybody. Well, you know, the perspective at the beginning of the year was a little bit more somber, and actually we're doing well, but really we haven't that doing with much more effort, no? In some markets, there's a new hotel that came in place. Nevertheless, we maintain or even increase our share, like the city of Chihuahua, which three hotels just opened in this last year. And but the market remains strong. The issue with us is that was more supply that really weakened the occupancy throughout all the market, no? In some other places, the same case, because there were many hotels in the pipeline that just come into the market in this time. Going forward, we believe that in the coming months, we will need to strengthen our efforts in order to keep the growth. The economy of the country, it seems better. The optimism also. The NAFTA renegotiation with some of the projects that are in the northern part of the country are not really halted, so we don't believe that many of the existing customers are expanding or having their product coming, but not big new ones are coming in. No? So in that respect, we have to be some optimism, but not really, very, very... You know, which what I mean is, in order to get it, we will need to have to work it more, no? But nevertheless, the prospects look fine. The main markets, Guadalajara, Monterrey, they look strong. They look okay, no? They're good performance, no? And basically, the Bajio also looks okay. Bajio, basically, the problem you got over there is also a lot of new supply. So actually, throughout all the country, the main issue is it's much more supply coming into the market, which makes us have much more effort in order to achieve that performance. We also have the lower of the exchange rate, which challenges our rates in terms of pesos. So in order to achieve the increasing rates, it's difficult because we still have some rates that are in fixed in U.S. dollars. No? I know that gives more or less the picture.
Yes, thank you,
Oscar. Thank you. Our next question comes from Pablo Duarte with ActDenver.
Yes, hi. Good morning, guys. Thank you for the call and congratulations on the strong results. Could you please give us an update regarding the strategic sale of assets and also regarding the repurchase program? Thank you.
Okay, in the strategic pipeline, we are very, very optimistic in that respect because we are already closing the investors that we have, of the two that we already announced and some other two that we are really have already in a due diligence process to secure those. But we are in the legal process of closing with the people that are going to invest with us. No, actually they were here this week. In Monterrey, the legal teams to start that, and we really have a very, very solid pipeline at that respect, no? And we're really encouraging to do that work because part of this strike is really reinforced with the internalization of the FIBRA because all the fees that will be charged in this process will go directly to the FIBRA and not to the advisor as it was the case before. So that encourages and will increase significantly the return on what we invest, which is much, much higher than our implied NOI that we have in the market. So that will give us a good arbitrage and value generation to our investors.
Pablo, this is Miguel Aliaga. And on the buyback share fund, everything is in place. We are ready to operate the fund. The truth is that we believe that, of course, this will be part of, let's say, the fund should be operated trying to be a market maker, for example, no, not necessarily to do a very strong investment, no, because of course any resources that we use there
should be less available for the what is very, very important and strategic, which is, of course, this strategic pipeline that Oscar mentioned. But that doesn't mean that we are not going to operate it. We are just waiting for the best time in the market. We have seen some volume in the market, and that's important for us. No? The important thing is that everything is in place, and we are ready to operate it if possible, or if necessary, today, for example. No?
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, Oscar Miguel, and
thank you.
Thank you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the pound key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. Our next question comes from Pablo Ordóñez with Itaú.
Hi, good morning, Oscar, Miguel. Congratulations on the results. I would like to ask you a question on operation expenses. You mentioned that the new commercial strategies drive these higher expenses. Can you expand a little bit on this, and how much are you relying currently on OTCs, and what do you expect going forward?
So basically, we have an increase at 170 basis points in cost, which you can divide it in two. One is the energy, which is more almost responsible with the 100 basis, a little 0.9, 90 basis points. And, you know, the increase in energy cost is tremendous. We have some increases in some markets, 40% more in the rate. We thought it was the consumption, but no, it's not the consumption. And so therefore, we are very active looking to invest in some alternatives of generating energy in order to curtail these. No? We already have already identified some projects which we will come up shortly. Then the other one is in regard of the bringing the customer. I don't know if you remember a year ago I mentioned that 44% of customers come from directly from our sales force. Now that lowered from 54 to 47, 7 percentage points. Of that, 4% were more traditional online, not traditional travel agencies, which is American Express, One Leads, which attend the business market. And 3% more from OTAs. It's from 6% went to 9%. So actually we lose 7 points percent in the way it is bringing in the customer. That's because we have a little bit more seats of more leisure travelers coming to our hotels. That in a defensive way in order to take capture that market and still can have the increase in sales that we are posting.
Okay, great color. Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you. At this time, we have no further questions.
Well, thank you for your participation today and your continued interest in Fibrain. Have a good day.